It's the David Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X1075.
Yeah.
What? Wait, hold on.
Well, he snuck around the world from Mykonos to Arcadia, spreading his fake news at the site of Olympia. He's half naked on a boat, probably heading to Kavala. Tell us, where in the world is
Shirtless Dave Farah?
Welcome back.
All right. Where in the world is Shirtless Dave Farah today, Ian? It's Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yes, that's right. And guess what? I don't have my shirt on. Just want to keep things going. I'm so tan.
You're so tan.
I had to rebalance the color scheme on my cameras today.
I don't think they're going to let me back in the country. I'm so tan.
Look like Donatella Versace. Oh my god!
I saw that you guys played the "Where in the World Is Shirtless Dave Farah" game. I was like, glad to see that my sweet, respectful friends are letting me enjoy a vacation in peace.
That's your fault for getting on social media.
Yeah, man.
That's on you. That's on you, buddy.
It is good to be back. Yesterday was a hell of a travel day. 27 hours of straight travel yesterday, but made it back.
Where did you have a layover in?
I went from Santorini to Frankfurt to Chicago, and then Chicago back to Las Vegas, but it was like an extra 3 hours in Chicago. And I mean, I've been to a lot of airports over the years and done a lot of traveling. I have never seen more people melting down on a Sunday in an airport than Chicago yesterday. I don't know what was going on. There was some chick who was hammered who started hitting another kid that wasn't hers.
Oh, my God.
Grandma started freaking out on her. And then some little skinny chick went storming up to the counter and started telling the guy who was running the place how furious she was that she couldn't get on the plane that she was entitled to get on because she had purchased a ticket. He's like, I don't control when the plane shows up, lady.
Yeah.
He's like, what do you want me to do? She's like, I have two business meetings that I'm missing right now. He's like, would you like me to call them and tell them I'm sorry? He's like, it's not up to me. There was thunderstorms earlier. Leave me alone. And the best part is, when she walked away, he's just over there talking smack pretty loudly with his... He's like, oh, she missed two business meetings on a Sunday. So, kind of a wonky travel day, but it is so good to be back.
Did you get at least a good night of rest or anything like that?
Yeah. Luckily, the longer haul flight that was from Frankfurt over to Chicago got some pretty decent sleep on that. So I don't feel bad, man. It's nice to be back. And, you know, when you're out of the country for an extended haul, it's nice to be back in America.
Mm-hmm.
And
good old U.S. of A.
Good to be back with you guys today.
Well, we're glad you're here, and I'm
so tan.
I'm
so tan.
Like you don't look like you got burnt at all, though.
No, not really.
Yeah,
not,
I hate you so much.
Well, I got burnt pretty well when I went down to Turks and Caicos for my brother's wedding.
Oh, so you?
So I had
nice
the
base.
I had the base.
Had the base.
Had the base going on. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, it feels like it's been a month since we've had more than like two shows together.
It has been
because
you were on vacation, and then I left shortly after
but
that.
You know what?
4th of July, all that.
We're in for the long run now, you know?
Yeah, that does it for vacation.
Yeah.
My wife's like, I think we're basically done traveling for the year. I'm like, yeah, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm poor. I'm out of money.
Of course, did you win a lottery that I don't know about?
No, I just maxed out my credit cards, Mahoney.
No, I was saying her.
Oh, her.
That was
her,
you
her.
Telling her.
Oh, yeah.
That was you telling her. We could go down to Yermo. Let's take a visit down to Eddie World. That's our next destination.
Yermo's a little far for me.
Okay.
Maybe state line. Maybe. So some good news and some bad news to start the show today. What would you like first?
Why don't we start off with some bad news today, Dave?
An award-winning lamb. Those are words I've never said before, hence stumbling all over them. At the Logan County Fair in Ohio is in big trouble after it has found an award-winning lamb.
Okay.
Okay.
It was juicing. It had illegal drugs in its system.
What?
What was this
PEDs?
Lamb? What was this lamb all hopped up on? What's John Jones' steroid choice?
He had a picogram of some stuff or whatever it was. Yeah. Well, they say that it was a performance enhancing diuretic, which is banned from competition because it makes the animal's muscles feel leaner. And the Ohio Department of Agriculture, by the way, just some catty-ass fellow lamb owners that are like, man, that sheep is too muscly.
I know that I know that ain't natural. That ain't natural.
So sure enough, they tested the lamb and they found out, yes, it had PEDs in its system.
I love it.
And the lamb is currently being held until all of the drugs are flushed out of its system. After that, they're going to kill it.
Oh,
they're going to slaughter it and take it to market.
What? Oh, my God. I mean, I do love some Euro meat, but God dang it. Oh,
I wish they'd start doing this with UFC fighters. That'll really cut down on the PEDs, right?
Oh yeah.
Yep. Sorry, we're gonna have to cook you up and grill you up that evening.
Oh, it's a banned supplement in my it's a tainted supplement in my in my supplement chain.
Sure it is, TJ.
Yeah. Every one of you douchebags out there. Oh God. But I feel so bad for that lamb.
It's not the lamb's fault. The lamb didn't choose to take the PEDs.
Yeah, man. Like, punish the owners.
Also, like,
they probably don't taste as good though.
Some good news today as well. A 19-story apartment building in Philadelphia caught fire on Thursday. That's not the good news. Some guy found out his 65-year-old mom was still inside. She had some health issues.
Oh,
she's confined to a bed. She couldn't get out. You know, one of your worst nightmares,
yeah,
right? Outside of like your kids being stuck
in
a building.
Anybody in your family.
But it's just the worst, right? Firefighters, of course, wouldn't let him go inside to check on her, but he refused to listen. Decided to scale the side of the building. He had to climb 15 floors to get her. This isn't like the third floor.
There's not like a ladder there, right?
No. But they did have like the fire escape. So he's like jumping from like balcony to balcony. And of course, the news cameras are rolling on all of this. His first name is Jermaine. We don't even know his last name. Turns out his mom was fine. The fire didn't actually spread to her apartment. So she was really shocked when she saw her son climbing over the railing of her balcony. News helicopter got footage of the whole thing. And he climbed back down the balconies as well instead of just taking the stairs.
If she was fine, her apartment's fine, the rest of the apartments, you know, this fire hadn't spread, why wouldn't you just walk down the stairs? Like, I get the elevators don't work when there's a fire, but...
Fair question, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Showing off.
Yep.
Yeah, what are you doing? Like, why are you trying to steal French Spider-Man's... No. Well, I don't like...
No, take your shine, man. This is your moment. You already went all the way up, you're like, come out, you're like, Ma's fine. Bloop, bloop, bloop. Bloop, bloop, bloop.
But think about this. If he would have slipped, like, what all of us...
So here's the crazy part. Is he actually cracked his hip earlier in the day on a set of stairs, and he was on crutches when all of this went down. He said the adrenaline just took over.
Like, if you crack your hip on stairs, man, you should not be scaling the sides of an elevator.
You should not.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Old-ass Spider-Man.
I like him, man.
Okay.
Have your moment in the sun.
Glad everybody was okay, though.
Yes. Well done, Jermaine.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
All right, pressing question. Mahoney might be our subject matter expert, but when I go and order pizza for takeout, and I go and they hand me the slip to sign for the credit card, and it has the tip line on it. Now, obviously, you know, when you're eating in, tip the waitstaff. We've gone over that quite a few times. But if I'm ordering takeout and I'm picking it up and it has that tip line, am I supposed to tip? Am I obligated to tip? I'm picking up my own pizza. Let me know.
Message deleted.
Depends. I mean, I think there are several factors that go into it. I think if you have a big order, I think you should tip on there. I also don't think it necessarily needs to be 20%, but I would say anywhere in the 10 to 15% range on something like that if you're just going to pick it up.
So as somebody who used to work at the takeout window from time to time at Outback Steakhouse, I will tell you that the creation of food items at a place like that is much more involved than just like a regular pizza place. Like if you walk into a Little Caesars and get a hot and ready,
it's
called hot and ready.
Yeah. Like
it doesn't matter whether you walk in or not. But if you get something from, say, like an Outback where you're ordering full meals for five people.
Somebody's putting together a whole bunch of stuff. Usually the bartender is the one who, wherever you're picking
In the case of Outback, it was who's ever working the to-go window. Like you'd go back there and you'd actually get the entire order ready. And so not getting a tip in those circumstances would stink because you would just get put on that window as opposed to waiting tables on a normal night, and you could take a hit if people wouldn't tip.
The thought process is if I go inside this place and I would tip, then I think you should tip on the takeout.
Right.
But if you're in a pizza place where it's self-serve, self-bus, whack, not tipping is not, I don't think that is a faux pas. I think it's always, if you have the extra money to always tip, is nice, but I don't think that is necessarily expected in a place where you wouldn't tip normally, because I don't know how, like, the one thing that kind of, like, what's the percentage do you tip on a place like, I went and ate at a place called Mama Bird yesterday.
Called what?
Mama Bird. Okay. It's like a Southern kitchen style place. Okay. My dad's in town. I'm just, you know, want
to
eat a
take
country.
Take him to some of the places you like?
Yeah, yeah. I just want to eat a country fried steak. But yeah. I always, like 90% of the time, I order online. But we ate in there yesterday, and it's like you go up to a counter, you order, and then you sit down, and then they bring you your food, and they bust the table.
Do they keep your drinks refilled or
they,
no?
They did not.
Okay.
No, there were no drink refills. So I still tipped 18% on that, even though I feel like that is kind of too much.
That's too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like 10% would be pretty standard in a situation where.
But it wasn't even one of the options on the. Like they have the little flip thing and they, you know, the screen they flip over and it's like 20, 25, 18. And I'm like,
other.
they got the 18 out of me because I was just too,
you get guilted into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you worked at a pizza place. Are we spot on in our analysis? Absolutely.
Large orders do require tips for takeout. And the number is 10%. For takeout. That's what I've learned in my entire pizza career. It's 10% for large takeout.
I think if I go, you go 20%, like, you know, sometimes that does a disservice. Like, because if somebody's busting their ass and we go to a nice meal, you go like 20, 25%.
Yeah.
And that's, but they are on it, you know. Whereas if you're just like, I took your order at a counter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Ever since I was little, I've always wanted to get into like mixed martial arts, like some kind of martial art discipline. But honestly, I am too self-conscious to do it. Like I know that it'll never work out in the end. I don't know. Like those first couple months where they actually have to like train you out of being how I just, oh my God, it'd be so brutal and embarrassing. I really don't think I could make it through it.
Message deleted.
My man, it would take you way more than a couple of months if you've spent your entire life. And it sounds like, you know, you're probably, what, mid-30s now, somewhere in there?
I'd say like 20s.
If you've been wanting to do this for years, though, and haven't done it. So maybe let's say anywhere from late 20s to mid-30s, maybe even late 30s. Yeah. It's going to take a lot more than a couple of months to break you of all of the terrible habits you've developed over the years.
I was going to say, I think you're right. Just avoid it. It's not for you.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I mean,
just
like
the ball on that.
I don't
one,
like if you're that self-conscious and I get it. I like
just avoid conflict. Learn to run.
Yeah. Yeah. you don't need to. You, that's a solo sport, man.
Yeah, right. Woo, take off the other direction. Yep. Anytime an altercation breaks out, you're out of there.
And you
sorry, wife and kids, you're on your own.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So I want to know what's the last photo that each of you guys took there at the station, like. It could be a selfie, it could be something that you took for somebody else, but I want to know what's the last photo in your phone.
The last photo that all
message
of us took.
Deleted.
All right, let's pull it up here.
At the radio station?
No, just in general. The last photo on your phone is
okay,
what?
Okay, just in general?
It's a brisket grilled cheese sandwich.
of course it is.
Ian?
Mine is of one of the Schultz brothers at the Park Theater, actually, from Friday. It was a cool silhouette on the wall.
From KG Elfin, Rossi's fake third anniversary party.
I was traveling yesterday, and so we got on a plane, and my wife instantly fell asleep doing the ugly thing with her mouth open while she's snoring. So I took a photo of that.
Oh,
so
that's you awesome. Monster.
Right there. She likes that.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Look at how ugly you were. Everyone saw you. Look at this. I just wanted to remind you, even though you're sleeping peacefully. I'm a good husband.
And that's how Dave got divorced.
It's a good run, though. It's a good run.
It's pretty good run. Pretty good run.
Yeah.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So the cops in Massachusetts are asking people not to commit crimes because it's too hot outside for them to want to go out there and stop it.
I think that's a fair ask by the police officers.
Seems totally normal, right? Braintree, Massachusetts is imploring would-be criminals to hold off on the illegal activity because of the heat wave. They said, quote, it's straight up hot as soccer balls out there.
Nice.
And we ask that people not commit crimes because it is next level henchman status if you do. In the post, the department suggested everyone wait out the heat and stay indoors, suspend illegal stuff, and cool down. Stay home, blast the AC, binge Stranger Things Season 3, play with the face app, practice karate in your basement. We will all meet again on Monday when it's cooler. Signed, the Popo.
They actually said signed, the Popo?
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know how I feel about these cheeky police departments. With their Facebook post.
Hey, fellow kids.
That's exactly what it reminds me of. Steve Buscemi walking in with the backwards baseball cap, carrying the skateboard.
Yes,
like,
that's exactly.
We're all hip. We're cool, right? Ducka, ducka, ducka.
man.
It's hot out there. Don't commit any crimes. Sign.
Or we will tase your ass.
Yeah. You think it's hot outside, wait till you feel a taser.
So Amazon wants people to know that fake supplements are all over their site, because of course they are. For years, Amazon has battled third-party sellers who list knockoffs of everything nutritional supplements as other popular target for fakes. It's pretty much an unregulated industry.
Yeah.
Many customers receive emails from Amazon about products from Align. The message sent from an automated system on Tuesday informed them that the Align nutritional supplements that they ordered were probably counterfeit. If you stole this product, we would recommend that you stop using it immediately and dispose of the item.
So, okay, Amazon, I appreciate you giving me the heads up about this, but how about you crack down and you shut these people down? You're one of the richest companies in the world at this point. If not, you know, you, Apple, and Google are all competing for which one of you is the most successful company in the world. If you're going to be the most successful company in the world, crack down on that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, like, you're not really regulated right now by the government, so maybe you should self-regulate. Otherwise, the government's going to come in and they are going to do some stuff about it.
The guy who owns Amazon really has a problem with the guy who's in charge of the government right now, and vice versa. Maybe lay out.
Do some self-policing. The biggest problem that I have is all the fake reviews, right? Because it's one thing if somebody buys a bunch of fake Instagram followers because they want to appear to be more popular than they are.
But
not really hurting anyone. It just kind of makes you look like a douche.
It doesn't kind of. It does.
It does make you look like a douche.
You're not real. You're going to fleece some tummy tea company. Cool.
Yeah.
Please do. We hope they all go out of business.
But in this case, where you're Amazon and you're allowing all of these fake, because you can buy fake reviews on Amazon as well, thousands of fake reviews, all 5-star, and then people that just don't know any better
go on. Your product's great,
and that's supposed to be a real review of whether or not it's a good product or not. And so
the verified purchase needs to happen. They need to cut down on that. And otherwise, I'm pretty happy with most of the stuff that I get from Amazon. I know you were out of the country during Prime Day, but did you get any international Prime Day shopping done?
No, I didn't do any international Prime Day shopping. I was already getting robbed by every Euro little shop that my wife walked past and went, ooh, that's a cute purse. Oh, look at that, but it's authentic. It's from Greece.
Well,
it's
remember
like a
this
crappy leather bag. What are you talking about?
Go down to the Super Swap Meet on Decatur.
No kidding.
Pick that up and
save yourself some money. So Caesars is expected to sell some strip properties. This isn't brand new news, but the rumors are continuing to heat up that Tillman Fertitta, who's the cousin of the Fertitta brothers who live here, of course, owns Golden Nugget, as well as Houston Rockets, a bunch of other ventures, Landry's, all those restaurants
the
across
Bubba the Gump
country.
Shrimp Company.
That's right. He's interested in buying some strip properties, and the guy who owns Treasure Island as well also.
Okay.
And it just looks like that's probably going to happen. It's becoming more and more of a reality.
Can we please institute whoever buys Treasure Island has to fix that wonky-ass smell on Spring Mountain?
No, it's the guy who owns Treasure Island just wants to buy more strip property. So that ass smell is actually just going to spread down the strip.
I will say it hasn't been as bad lately. It hasn't, but I also haven't been down there as much.
It's not Treasure Island's fault.
No.
We just blame Treasure Island because
it's
Treasure Island.
But it's right there. It's either that. It's between that and Fashion Show.
Yeah, you look over to your left, you're like, that's Neiman Marcus. You look to the right, you're like, that's Treasure Island.
That's Senior Frogs.
I know what's up.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It is definitely Senior Frogs and Gillies.
But great time if you ever got a fart in your car. That's the place to do it. Hey, no, baby. Hey, me.
Me, that's a...
Like they, a gassy frog.
They fixed the sulfur problem 4 years ago. Whoops.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present, Are You Smarter Than a Community College Dropout?
Tom is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Tom? How you doing, man?
Oh, man, doing real good. Wasn't expecting this on the drive to work.
Well, here we go. We've got ourselves a total of 6 questions today. You and Mahoney will be asked the exact same questions. If you get more correct than Mahoney or the exact same amount correct as Mahoney, you are going to be our winner today. We have some tickets for the Real Big Beer and Bowling Fest this coming Saturday, July 27th, over at Brooklyn Bowl. It features Real Big Fish, Bowling for Soup, and you get to enjoy the beer and the bowling, of course, but you can also potentially bowl with the band. That is our grand prize as well.
And the parking, Dave. And the parking.
Oh, you mean how they validate now?
Yeah,
that's nice.
I mean, that, I always like to just point that out.
That's very
nice. There's many places that don't, that still charge us an arm and a leg to park down on the strip. They love locals.
So, there's a total of 6 questions today. You and Mahoney again are going to be asked the exact same questions. Anything you'd like to say to Mahoney before he leaves the studio and goes to his soundproof dungeon?
Good luck, sir. I've heard you on the show before. This should be an excellent challenge.
You've heard me on the show before that I've been hosting for 10 years.
The David Mahoney Show. You've heard Mahoney.
Really appreciate that.
Nothing gets past you, Tom.
Wow. For reference, what is your level of education, my friend?
I have a bachelor's in economics.
Okay. All right. Well, so that is far exceeding Mahoney's.
I was going to say, I thought he was a working man like me on his way to work, a man of the
he
people.
He is. He's on his way
not.
To work.
He's an elitist.
An elitist?
You're an elitist, Tom.
Just call him college boy, why don't you?
Down, all right. College boy.
All right. So Mahoney has exited the room. He cannot hear. You do have one pass today. I would just encourage you to use the pass sooner rather than later should you need it today. Okay.
Okay.
Question number one, in what city were the 2012 Summer Olympic Games held? The 2012 Summer Olympic Games.
Boy, that's tough. I think it was China, but I don't remember the city, so pass.
Good pass.
Yep. Would have been incorrect. It was actually London, believe it or not, back in 2012.
Was that London?
Yeah.
Lord. Okay.
All right. So pass is burned. Here we go. Next five all count. What school comes from the literal German words that translate as a place to grow children? What school?
Kindergarten.
Kindergarten is correct. Yes. On the board with one. Very nice, Tom. Question number two. What is the name of the main temple to Athena atop the Acropolis in Greece? The main temple to Athena that sits atop the Acropolis in Greece.
It's the Acropolis.
No, the Acropolis is the entire thing.
Yes.
And there's one main temple at the top. The big one.
I got to pass. I don't know. I don't got it. Yeah.
Tough one.
Parthenon is what you're looking for there. It's all right. Here we go. On to the next one. What is the capital of Kansas? Come on, college boy. What's wrong?
Capital. Where is Kansas?
United States of America.
Yes.
Towards the middle.
That Kansas.
That Kansas, yes.
Okay.
The place we aren't anymore.
Oh, God. These are not fun.
he's in pain.
Kansas.
5 seconds.
I can't think of anything in Kansas. Wichita?
At least he named
you
something.
You got something. It's not right. But you got a place in Kansas. Topeka. Topeka is the correct answer there.
I've never heard that word before.
All right. Two more to go. You got one correct.
Oh, good.
This vegetable is in coleslaw, and it is the main vegetable that is used to create coleslaw. What is it?
I'll go with cabbage.
Cabbage is right. Yep. There you go.
Doesn't know Topeka, but he knows cabbage.
Yeah.
Two correct. Two incorrect. Final one. What food company, based in Battle Creek, Michigan, makes products like Frosted Flakes?
Is that Kellogg's?
There you go.
Nice.
Nice little comeback there. So three out of the five. I think
three
that
out of five.
We don't know if that's going to be good enough, but it ended up being a decent showing. Not a great showing, but a decent showing.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Mahoney is entering back into the studio right now. Looking confident, brimming with confidence, even though the last time out, he only got two correct and our contestant got all five correct. Let's see how we do today.
Okay.
You do have one pass. Feel free to use it as you will.
Okay.
Question number one. In what city were the 2012 Summer Olympic Games held? In 2012.
Beijing.
Beijing is incorrect.
Horribly wrong.
Where was it?
It was London. London.
Was Beijing the 2016?
Don't look at me, man. I don't.
Question number two. What school comes from the literal German words that translate as a place to grow children?
Kindergarten.
Kindergarten is correct.
That is a weird.
It's weird,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Very strange.
All right. What is the name of the main temple to Athena that sits atop the Acropolis in Greece?
The Pantheon.
Pantheon is incorrect.
What is it?
It's the Parthenon. The Pantheon is close, but that's actually in Rome.
Same difference, man.
No, it's not. They're two totally different buildings.
Python! Like these 24-inch pythons go roll on you! Oh. You can't give me these stupid-ass questions!
All right. Two incorrect. One correct. You still have a pass should you choose to use it. What is the capital of Kansas?
Topeka.
Topeka is right.
What?
Wow.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, poor Tom had such a hard time with that.
He really did.
He couldn't name a single place in Kansas.
Well,
he asked where it was. All right. Fifth and final one, should you not use your pass here. What vegetable is coleslaw primarily made from?
Cabbage.
Cabbage is correct. Yes. So there you go. You got 3 out of 5. Uh-huh. Tom also got 3 out of 5. That means, Tom, you win today.
Nice, Tom.
I bet he used the pass, didn't he?
Sure did.
That means I'm better than him.
No, you're not.
I'm better than you, Tom.
Tie goes to the caller. He wins today.
I didn't
today.
Use a pass.
It doesn't matter. That's not how it works.
That gives me an extra half point.
No, it doesn't. No, you can't just make up new rules. Tom, you get a pair of tickets to Real Big Fish and the Real Big Beer and Bowling Fest, which features Real Big Fish, Bowling for Soup, Mest, and more this Saturday, July 27th. Plus, you're qualified for the grand prize, meeting and bowling with Real Big Fish before the show. Congratulations, D-Man.
I love ska and free parking. It sounds amazing.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
So Comic-Con took place in San Diego this past weekend, and it was a huge deal, as always. In fact, a good friend of mine, he joined us over in Europe on our little vacation over there. Yeah. Had to cut it short because he works in a hospital as a doctor of pharmacology, and he's like, all the people that I work with are big nerds, and they always request off for Comic-Con. And so he had to cut his trip short because he couldn't get off while Comic-Con was going on because other people had requested off years in advance.
Really?
Yeah. Because they just know that they're going to want to go to Comic-Con.
I've been to Comic-Con a couple times. It's insane. It's huge. I don't think I would ever go in person again, but I enjoy this time of year because there's always so much crazy movie news, comic news, and you never know who's going to pop up. Tell me you saw the trailer. We were so sad on Friday when you weren't here. Audrey had never heard, she'd never seen Top Gun, first off.
What?
Yes. And had never heard the Top Gun theme. And the remix, you know, there was nobody here to do the Top Gun theme. Me and Ian.
You had to do it together.
Yeah, yeah. It was.
Well,
it didn't feel complete.
It didn't.
And then she asked about Goose. She's like, I think, is there a guy named Goose in that movie?
No. She said verbatim, I think there's a goose in that movie. That's what she said.
Oh.
So we told her to watch it this weekend. Get back to us.
Goose is so much fun.
We love Anthony Edwards. He was really great on ER.
So a partial list of some of the names that came out. Angelina Jolie, Chris Hemsworth, Selma Hayek, Tom Cruise, Conan O'Brien, Natalie Portman, Orlando Bloom, Olivia Munn, Scarlett Johansson, Benedict Cumberbatch. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Basically, every single panel that you would expect, from The Walking Dead to Star Trek Universe, Veronica Mars, Game of Thrones, all of these huge panels happened.
You know,
enormous
who,
stars.
You know who didn't show up?
Huh?
The showrunners. For Game of Thrones.
For Game of Thrones, that's weird.
And my favorite part of Comic-Con so far is that Seth Rogen has a new movie coming out, or a new series, I forget exactly what it was, and they came on, they were in the same room, same conference room that Game of Thrones was before that, and he threw some shade.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
He's like, well, they didn't show up, so that probably tells you how well that's going for him right now. But, you know, I like it when, you know, people who were, he was a fan of the show, he's like, I love that show, it was amazing. But, you know, can still call it how it is, and not without fear of being blacklisted in Hollywood.
He's Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
He'll be just fine. Marvel announced the phase 4 of their big their plans for the upcoming year.
I can't wait, man.
And it's going to be huge, man. They said the fourth film in the Thor franchise, Thor Love and Thunder, is going to hit theaters in November of 2021.
Bringing back Natalie Portman.
Natalie Portman, yeah, going to reprise her role as kind of like the female version of Thor. So she's got the hammer and the power and all that good stuff. A new Blade film is coming out as well.
I love this. And if any of you idiots out there, I was one of them. You know, like, because Wesley Snipes is a, you know, I thought in the first rendition of Blade, he was really good. But Wesley Snipes is kind of an awful person there, like, especially like the more we've been digging into this over the last couple of days. And yeah, I didn't know that he dated Halle Berry and hit her so hard that she lost hearing in her right ear.
I did. What?
Yeah. How is that not like bigger, more widespread?
He abused Halle Berry?
According to the internets, and also refused to even, he was so bad on the Blade 3 movie, like with the production that, like, he wouldn't talk to the director, wouldn't talk to the production team. It was insane because he didn't like that Ryan Reynolds was getting more lines.
So he's not going to be in Blade, the next Blade installment, right?
But here's the thing. They've got somebody who's a actor who was 10 times Wesley Snipes in Mahershala Ali, which...
So Mahershala Ali, if you're not familiar, he was the guy from The Green Book, True Detective, yep. This last season. He's fantastic.
He was in House of Cards.
Yes, yeah.
You know, he was Remy in House of Cards, yep. And he is such a good actor. And if you remember from this last season of True Detective, he was jacked.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, damn.
Oh, shit, I'm a timbers.
Is that CGI? Oh, that's got all those pecs. Got to be CGI.
You're making me feel strange ways, Mahershala Ali.
So I have a feeling he's going to get super jacked for this role as Blade. And, you know, just his... The guy is up, you know, he was in Moonlight 2, I believe, and...
He won an Academy Award, didn't he?
For
Green Book, right?
Yep. Yeah. He's an amazing actor. Too. So, like, you bring those kind of acting chops into Blade... I think it's going to be a monster franchise moving forward.
Doctor Strange also coming back. That's going to be a horror movie.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I'm so excited.
May 7th of 2021.
I'm curious about that because this is going to be the first quote-unquote scary movie in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this, but I'm intrigued. And I love Benedict Cumberbatch as Doctor Strange, so I have a feeling it's going to be good.
They haven't really done anything bad as far as the Marvel Universe, or very few things that have been a big miss.
There's been the stuff that's like, meh.
Yeah, just like some are just more geared towards other people.
Yeah, but there's something for everybody.
There's something for everybody. Yep. Since Disney bought Marvel for $4 billion 10 years ago back in 2009, it's already made over $18 billion.
And that's only box office returns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So think about the merchandising, which it has to be damn near close.
It's got to be. You see it everywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah. Yep. I mean, you walk into Walmart and try to find something that's like non-Avengers.
Yeah.
You know, like backpacks or shirts and all that. It is literally everywhere. The toys, and that doesn't include, I would love to see the amount of money they make from selling the movies to like services like HBO or Netflix or things of that nature. Also, the sales. Allegedly, the Star Wars, the last Star Wars movie still made $200 million in home sales. So, like, the Avengers movies, on top of that, have to be doing damn near close as well.
Well, speaking of Avengers Endgame, it's now officially the biggest movie in history. So, it has surpassed Avatar's impressive 10-year reign as the box office champion. You can make all these arguments about inflation and everything else.
Yeah.
Let's just not split hairs. It is an obscene amount of money that Avengers Endgame has brought in, and it's still making money.
You're gonna make James Cameron mad.
Yeah,
he's gonna. It's like Dr. Dre coming back for The Chronic 2001. He's gonna come back, drop that hot fire on you.
That's what James Cameron's gonna do.
Well, he's
like 75 now.
He's making 10 Avatar movies.
He is.
Yes, they're like all coming out.
It's gonna be fire, man. It's gonna be fire.
Hot fire. I mean, they're probably going to suck.
Yeah.
But still,
I mean, it's taken 20 years for the sequel to come out.
Like, not that long.
Come on, man.
Like 12, something like that. I don't remember when the original, hold on, Avatar.
Dude, it's been a long time.
Original release date.
It's got to be like 2007 or something like that.
2009.
2009? 10 years. Okay, 10 years. So not quite. Much like Dr. Dre, you had the original
that's
Chronic.
Right. Yeah. He's just following Dr. Dre's playbook.
That's right. He's going to release Headphones by Cameron.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So what do you think is totally overrated? Maybe your friends are really into it. Maybe everyone's really into it. Mm-hmm. Or it's your significant other that forces you to do something and you're just like, oh, man, I just don't get why everyone likes this so much.
Avocado toast. I said it. Plain out.
Yeah,
I'm out the gate with that.
Ian, you're the most hipster of all of us.
Very offended.
You wear the tightest jeans.
Thank you.
You seem most likely to order avocado toast.
All the time.
I believe that your girlfriend regularly posts pictures of the avocado toast that you and she have ordered.
Yes, and it's a routine. We have avocado toast every Sunday morning.
Oh.
Yes.
You actually make it at the house?
We make it at the house.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but yesterday we went out, and yes, I did order avocado toast, and it's amazing. Mahoney, it's not overrated at all.
Toast is awesome.
Simple.
Avocados are awesome. Those are the two things that don't need to be together.
Two awesome things combined, Mahoney.
Nah, man.
That's my justification.
It tastes too mushy.
Yeah.
It's too mushy.
No, it's all about how the avocados are set on there.
Butter or jam on toast.
Mm, yeah.
That's right. You're good. You're good to go. Good to go on that.
Although some over easy eggs. Do you guys do that? Like dip your toast in the eggs?
I don't eat eggs.
You think eggs are overrated too now?
I just think eggs smell. Oh, and so that I don't eat them.
You smell.
Yeah.
This will make some people mad. This one got texted over to us. Harry Potter.
Oh.
Never got into it.
I loved it.
And you know what? I'll double down on kind of like the fantasy world stuff. Lord of the Rings, not nearly as good as everyone was
into.
Shut
your whore mouth.
You're a whore.
Shut your whore mouth.
No, just wasn't that good.
So you're not gonna watch the new Silmarillion series on Amazon?
What are you talking about?
New Lord of the Rings series coming to Amazon Prime that's going to fill the Game of Thrones.
It was fine. It was just it felt like there was a bunch of Jar Jar Binks type characters in the Game of Thrones trilogy. Like there were parts that I liked, and the cinematography was beautiful.
There was no Jar Jar Binks.
Yes, Smeagol was a little too Jar Jar Binksy for me. A little too overdone. Gee, my precious, we get it, creep. You want the ring.
That guy's a hell of an actor.
Fantasy football. You. So dumb. Just can't play it.
Yeah. I feel like fantasy football makes me so mad every year.
Yeah.
But I will say I am getting a delight right now from all the player reactions to their Madden scores.
Oh, yeah.
Madden scores came out the other day, and everybody's bitching that they're not high enough. I will say Patrick Mahomes should be much higher than where he is. He should be a 99.
Can't get into Game of Thrones, just another show with nakedness and swords and somebody trying to conquer something that's all been done before.
I would have fought you to the death on that until the last two seasons where they ruined it. They ruined the show. Tainted what could have been one of the greatest series of all time.
Maybe I'm just too stupid. Too much going on in that show. Too many different people. It's too hard to follow.
If you went back and you watched it now.
I shouldn't have to rewatch eight seasons to get it.
Well, you're playing Candy Crush half the time when you're on your phone.
Not for Game of Thrones. I was always focused, and that's what made me so mad is I was just too stupid to keep up.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Oh, this one here. I think Billie Eilish is overrated. Oh. She's awful and annoying AF, and I honestly change your radio station every time when her dumb music comes on. Wow. But I change it back. Still love my Dave Mahoney.
Okay.
So here's some Billie Eilish for you. Here's Bad Guy.
See you in 3 minutes and 11 seconds.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So what do you think is totally overrated? Everyone's into it, or somebody that you're really close to is super into it. You just can't buy in. Ruby on Twitter said, I've been called a traitor to my generation for saying this, but I think Radiohead and the Smashing Pumpkins suck.
Ooh. Radiohead has like three good songs.
I mean, look, modern day Radiohead and the Smashing Pumpkins kind of suck because they haven't done anything in 20 years that has been significant. But I mean, there's a couple of iconic albums in there that I have a hard time saying that them as a band, they suck, because there's a lot of bands that just never have that handful of good songs or albums.
I mean, Smashing Pumpkins in the 90s and even into the early 2000s were just
so good.
So good. But I will agree that like Billy Corgan has done everything that he has possibly could have done to make people be alienated and dislike the Smashing Pumpkins. So I'm not mad at you, but for saying that they're overrated. I'm not.
Moses said, my girlfriend said Raising Cane's sucks.
Ooh, boy.
Hey. He said, don't worry, guys. I set her straight.
I mean, when you are looking for chicken fingers, I mean, that sauce. I don't even care. Like, the fingers are fine. Fingers are great.
You guys are way more into Raising Cane's than I am. Yeah, I think it's fine.
Are you eating it right, though?
Am I eating it right?
Yeah. Are you
yes,
like,
I put it in my face and I chew it.
But are you getting the sauce? The sauce?
Yeah, the little orange thing, whatever it's called.
Texas Ranch?
Whatever it's called.
Cane sauce.
There you go.
And you get no slaw, extra toast?
No, I mean, I just order whatever they give me. I mean,
that's why you're doing it wrong, man. You gotta
get the extra toast.
You go no slaw, extra toast.
Okay.
And then I actually get another extra piece of toast on top of that. That's my driving toast.
You're driving toast?
As I drive home,
you wild. You wild, boy.
I'm wild out.
Lunar Roots, speaking of food, how about this? Chick-fil-A, I think it's gross. You take it back. You take it back right now.
I will. I think here in Las Vegas, the franchises are run right. I think you go over to St. George franchise. Those are the best run franchises in the, you know, I've ever been to in a Chick-fil-A. There were places in Houston that we were down at, like, that were just meh, you know, the one near our house was meh.
He says near our house. We didn't live together. We lived in the same neighborhood.
Yeah.
All right. We're in love.
we were secretly together in Greece this entire time.
Speaking of that, this one got texted over to us. I'll tell you what's overrated. Dave wearing a shirt now. After seeing him on vacation with no shirt, you should stick to that look. There's Dave's dad bod, and then there's other dad bods. Look, you guys, I was trying to be all sleuthy here and just like have my shirt off for one picture.
Oh, please.
And you guys, of course, start playing a game, where in the world is shirtless Dave Farah? And to make matters even worse, I have one friend that decided to get all ripped before this trip. And so he's in phenomenal shape, and the rest of us just have our normal dad bods going on.
Well, but you're a dad. He's not a dad.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. He doesn't have a whole bunch of extra time to be at the gym.
Yeah. What's he doing? What's it? He's working out. Son of a bitch. I feel like that's rude. Real friend wouldn't do that. See, I'm a real friend, Dave. I'm over here trying to make you look better.
Yeah, Dave.
That's what I do. That's what I bring to the friendship.
What a real friend. Uh-huh. X107.5, good morning. What's overrated, Alex?
I would say High Hopes by Panic at the Disco. I don't think it's exactly overrated, but it's not the best song on the album, but it gets a lot of radio plays and a rather better song.
It was number one for like, what, 14 weeks?
Yeah. I mean, that
record breaker.
That's a smash, but I mean, the bands traditionally don't decide what the singles are. That's the record company, and you can't really say the record company got it wrong on that one, considering that it was. But I mean, you're not digging on the song. You're just saying that it's not the best on the album.
Absolutely, yeah. Exactly.
Here's my problem. Not even with that song, but just music in general right now. And I feel like Brendan Urie and Dan Reynolds have those are two of the guys who figured out. Brendan Urie especially has figured out a way to write just anthems.
Yep.
He like it's like crazy. They're not like I don't think that you're getting they're like not deep they're not prolific but they are epic songs. They are just he found out a way to make something that's going to sound good over a Monday night football promo and that's going to get played
I would put Imagine Dragons right in that same category.
But I feel like Dan's lyrics are more
emotional.
Yes. Yeah. But it still has that same soaring quality. Figured out how to write hits for television, radio, and streaming.
And a Nordstrom Rack.
Are they on a Nordstrom?
Dude, I heard High Hopes at Nordstrom Rack yesterday.
Did it make you want to buy some stuff?
Actually, I did.
Did you save on
some socks?
Did you save on some outdated Adidas?
Yes, I did.
Thank you for the call today, Alex. Okay, Mahoney, you're not going to like this one. Everyone has their opinion, but I really feel like Disneyland World is very overrated. Too expensive, too hot, way too many people. Now, I agree that it's fun to take the kids, and it's more for them, but it's really it's just overrated for me. If you don't like crowds, I totally get why you'd have that perspective.
So were you in town when we went out of town when we went to Disney this last time? I think you might have. Yeah, I think you went out. You had just gone out of town.
Was I out of town while you were out of town?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like I didn't see you last week.
I didn't.
The week before that, like you went out of town. We went to Disneyland. Oh, okay. Right now, crowds are like it's bare at Disneyland.
Why? Because it's so hot?
No, it's not even because it's so hot. It's actually really
summer
nice.
Break would be.
It's normally really busy. I think so many people think that it was going to be so busy because of the new Star Wars land that
So you have to not see now in order to go to Disneyland or Disney World, you have to play the whole reverse psychology game. Like, when are people going to think it's busy and so not go?
Like blackout days are the best if you have an annual pass. But I will agree, I do think Disney World is overrated. Disneyland, the peak. Disney World, too much going on over there.
Whoa,
too much happening.
All right,
too much.
What's the difference?
It's bigger. Yeah. It's in Florida. It's way more humid.
Ah, I see.
Mostly because it's in Florida.
Could not agree more with this one. Shower sex, way overrated.
That's the most overrated thing in the universe.
I'm gonna double down and say not just shower sex, any sort of water sex, hot tub sex, pool sex, any of it.
Any of it.
What are you talking about? Ian, you're shaking your head.
That's old, man.
No, we're not.
Yeah.
No, we're not old.
Yeah, come on.
The whole thing.
Those are things we endeavored into when we were young because we didn't know better.
Yeah, now
we know
I would
better.
Never even think about it.
Like, why would we do that? We have an amazing bed
right
over here.
And guess what? There's not water. Like, the whole thing is like the sensation of the relations, right?
Yeah.
And if there's a whole pool of water getting in the way, it dumbs it down. Like, what are you talking about, Ian?
It's a great time. I like it. It's healthy for the relationship. Come on, guys. You got to mix it up every once in a while. It's exciting.
It's not exciting.
Yes,
you're slipping all over the place. You're going to fall.
Yeah, that's why it's hot. Because something might happen. You might slip.
No, that's not.
Might gash your head. Get conditioner in it or something.
You might both bleed out. It'll be great.
They're going to find you. You're going to be covered in shampoo.
And shame.
Yeah.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
What do you think is totally overrated? Maybe everyone's into it and you can't get enough of it, but for some reason, you just don't get it.
Working. Working count? Can I add that to the list?
No, I think everyone would prefer not to work. Yeah. It's just that the paycheck that comes with it is kind of necessary.
They got us.
Yeah.
Got us with that
you
one.
You figured it out.
Damn you.
Ian. What do you think is totally overrated?
You know what? Amazon. That's my big one now.
What?
I don't order anything on Amazon.
Why?
I did recently order a little e-book tablet from Amazon just this last Prime Day. But besides that, that's literally the second thing I've ever ordered from Amazon. I just don't like it.
It's just the most convenient thing ever. Like, you just have to get into it. When it first came out, I was like, I don't shop online. I like to try on my clothes before I buy them. You know what I figured that I hate, and maybe this would be my thing that I think is overrated? Shopping.
Yeah.
I hate shopping. And so the fact that
consumerism, just in general,
that this makes everything so much easier, I love it.
No, I just can't get into it. And it's too big of a company for me. It's very frightening. I don't want... Yeah.
You know, I'm with you on it in many of the ways that the fact that the
don't
Echo...
Don't give me that, Dave. It's scary. They're going to take over the world. I don't want to support
taken
that.
Over, they have taken
I
over
I don't
the world.
Want to support
it's
that.
It's too late.
I think... I felt like you for many years, Ian. About 2015, my life started to change. Okay. And I fell into it. And... I'll admit, I was right there with you. But once you start shopping on there, you can't stop because the recommended items or the customers also viewed section is the game changer for
me. You're right. I do need another blender.
I don't want to turn out like Mahoney. That's the worst.
This one, interesting. Beer. I hate it. It's disgusting and it all tastes the same to me, but almost everyone around me can't get enough of the stuff.
I think there's a lot of
IPAs.
It's
very trendy.
I think there's a lot of craft beer that's overrated.
Sure.
You know, I think, you know, you've got 7,500 breweries right now. You got everybody who thinks that, you know, they're a beer expert now, myself included.
Yeah.
And, I think that we are in the sunset of the craft beer explosion. I think that there's a lot of douchebags that kind of jumped on that and got involved in that world, and they think that they're better than people. But I think we are in the sunset of the craft beer revolution. But there is good beer out there, but there's a lot of overrated stuff, and it's only overrated because, you know, the so-called people. I'll go out there and say this right now, too. I think there's a lot of bourbons and whiskeys that, like the bourbon and whiskey craze that has followed up the craft beer phase, has become overrated as well. The fact that, like, you're paying $150 for a bottle that used to cost $25, that's not cool.
I think the shows like The Bachelor and The Bachelorette are overrated. I don't get the appeal. As somebody who's a big fan.
Do you watch both or do you just watch one?
No, I watch both. It just depends on who the person is. Like this past season with The Bachelorette, she has been the most insufferable douche, I think, of all of The Bachelorettes, at least that I've ever watched.
Yeah.
And so it's very dependent on who the individual is that's at the center of the show. And she's just awful.
Melissa, on our Facebook page, facebook.com/David Mahoney, I think she hit the nail on the head with this one. Hiking.
Oh, yes. Who actually likes hiking? At one point on our vacation, my wife, who almost became my ex-wife for this suggestion, said, hey, we should go hiking one day. And everyone just went, no, we're not doing that. Why on earth would we go on vacation to go hiking? Terrible suggestion. Love her to death. Mostly great suggestions. The hiking suggestion, terrible.
I feel like we have become so conditioned. It's like, I mean, nature is beautiful and blah, 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 whatever. It's cool. I'll watch somebody else's, you know, drone footage from someplace I'm never going to get to. It's hot. It's sticky. It's dangerous. And it, like the worst part about it, once you get to where you're like going, you got to walk all the way back
and there's no payoff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't get anything out of this.
It's like driving home from vacation. It just sucks. There's just sadness on the other side. Mike said the strip. I cringe when I have family coming to town and they want to go there. It literally ruins my day.
Nope.
What do you mean? Nope.
I'm not taking my family down there.
Oh, yeah.
My dad's been in town for a week. You know where we have not gone?
The strip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just because. You know, if you want to go down there, do it. I have done my time. I go down there on my own accord. I go, you know, when it's something that I have to do or something. I'm not going down there to entertain you.
Andy,
not going to happen.
Andy said, for me, it's any movie starring The Rock nowadays. Great person, entertainer, but his roles are just becoming stale as a viewer now.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree.
I used to love The Rock, and I think, you know, he's a very, very charismatic person. But the moment he, like, it was about a year and a half ago, that it's kind of turned for me when he started talking about running in politics and like thinking that he can actually be the president.
You're like, okay, like you've gotten a little ahead of yourself here, but I feel like he scaled that way back.
Because of the kids that got slapped down hard.
Right, yeah, but I mean, like sometimes.
Also, Baller sucks.
Ballers does suck.
If you're
what a disappointing show that is. I had such high hopes.
Me too.
For Ballers, I'm like, this is going to be great. It's like the new Entourage, but it's got The Rock in it. I hate watching it every week.
I stopped after the like six episodes of the first season.
Oh really?
Garbage. I love Rob Corddry and I like The Rock. Like I said, he's a charismatic guy, but couldn't do it. Garbage.
A couple of food-related ones here. Brenda said anything Starbucks. And Ryan, ooh, In-N-Out is 100% overrated.
Whew.
I agree. I don't think there's anything special about In-N-Out. I think it's fine. I'll go there. It's fine.
They got good burgers, man.
They're fine.
They do.
They're good burgers.
The fries, terrible.
But I'm not, I don't.
The hour-long line, you know, it's just like.
If they could run their line like Chick-fil-A runs their line, that would be a game changer. It just takes too long. So I tend to drive by rather than stop because if there's like more than two cars or
the
three
cars.
The last
two In-N-Outs that I've went in, gross bathrooms too.
Really?
That ruins it for me, man.
I don't think I've ever gone into a bathroom.
Oh, really? Going to the bathroom of the In-N-Out in Barstow, California?
Yeah. What did you expect was going to happen? Every bathroom in Barstow looks like a toilet.
I thought In-N-Out.
The whole city is a toilet,
Dave. I thought the In-N-Out bathroom would be nice, maybe comparatively.
Get out of here. What? That's it. I thought you were going to say, like, the one on Blue Diamond or something like that.
No, Barstow.
Barstow. Get out of here, man.
And what about this one? Staying up for New Year's.
Yeah,
we're all at that point in our life now, right? Like, shut up.
What's a new year? A birthday. Birthdays are overrated.
Yes.
Like, let's throw that out there. Who cares about a birthday?
Yeah, once you're past the age of 13, like, wrap it up with this whole, like.
Even then, I feel like 13 is kind of.
Like, anything before 18, those are all, like, big kind of monuments.
Are they?
Yeah, 16.
16's important, huge. 18. But, like, even on your 18th birthday.
21's important.
But what did you do? Like, snuck out and went drinking or something? That's what we did. 21st birthday, I went to a casino, a riverboat in Missouri.
Did you really?
Yeah, I was the oldest of all my friends, so it's like I had one friend who was over 21, so we went to a riverboat, and it was the worst thing ever. I lost a bunch of money playing roulette, which I didn't know how to play at the time.
It's not hard. You just put even if you know how to play roulette, you still lose a bunch of money every time you do it.
I got a system now.
Do you?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I was up late, and then I realized that I had been up for like 24 hours, and I was so depressed about it because, then I realized I was going to be tired the whole next day, and I was, and it was terrible, you know? It's not like it used to be. It's not like I can just wake up and feel fine the next day if I don't get adequate sleep. I feel like crap.
Message deleted.
Meth is a hell of a drug.
Yeah, I mean, how do you not realize that you're up? If I'm like up 3 hours past my normal bedtime, I just start nodding out. So old.
Is there anything
so tired?
Is there anything worse than when you're just laying in bed and you're just staring at your phone and you know you should be asleep, and then that's the one time like time travel exists because it goes from like 8:45 at night to somehow it's 1 a.m.
Yeah. The worst is when you're exhausted and you're laying in bed and you're not even looking at your phone.
Yeah.
You're actively trying to fall asleep. Like, do you do that thing where you'll count sheep or whatever it may be?
I don't do that. I listen to the History of Rome podcast, and it puts me straight out. Like, if I don't have my... So, I sleep with an earbud in every night, like a Bluetooth earbud.
What? Okay. Just one?
Well, because if it's on the ear that's up, because I sleep, you know, you got one, your face on the pillow.
You have a Bluetooth in while you sleep, you douchebag?
Yes. Yes, I do, and I talk loudly in my sleep.
Just in case any important business calls come in.
Oh my God. But it works, you know. But when I don't have that, or it's not charged, because it's like it has to be charged every night.
I ask you a serious question?
Yeah.
In the past 5 years, how many times has your wife woken you up for sex? Because I'm going to guess zero. Even if she's in the mood, she looks over and she sees a little flashing blue light. Floop, floop, floop. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. All the time.
All the time. Yeah.
Every night. I'm a machine.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I have constant paranoia about the idea of savings. I've never had the opportunity to save any money, and I don't really know if I ever will. I don't think I'm alone in this, but sometimes it feels like people have like $5,000 in their account, and I have like $200 all the time.
Message deleted.
I mean, I'm the same way, because not because I'm unable to save. It's because if I have money, I just spend it.
Yep.
I'm just bad about that. Always happen.
I have separate accounts, and I have like the. I would say a 401k is the best thing that ever happened to me.
Because they just take the money out before you get your hands on it.
I think I signed up for it unknowingly like 10 years ago, and I didn't pay attention until like at least 4 years ago.
Yeah, and then you're like, oh, cool.
Like, oh, okay, there's some money in there. Yeah. I don't know how to get it out.
That's also
probably a good thing in there. I think, you know, that's a real, like, in 2019, you worked in the service industry and I worked in the service industry, which are the worst jobs you can have when trying to learn how to save money as a young person. And that's where those life lessons are learned, especially like you said, a nice pattern. But like when I could pay all of my rent, my car payment, everything with one weekend's worth of waiting tables, like I never had to worry about saving. I'm like, oh, I'll just get everything. I'll just go work more. I'll pick up an extra shift or I'll do this.
Yeah.
And that really kind of, you know, screwed me up for many, many, many years.
Yeah.
You know, and I still don't, like, I know there's plenty of people out there who are 1,000 times better.
Way more frugal, have budgets, actually plan, save money
who live by that. A penny saved is a penny earned.
Yeah.
You know, who will clip coupons and they will save money. And that's how you don't get rich spending money. That's just the truth.
I'm trying to prove that wrong.
Please leave a message.
How's that work?
After the tone.
Great.
Damn it, Dave. You had to come back. You're ruining my new favorite game. Where in the world is Shirtless Dave Farrah? Damn it! Now what do I have to look forward to?
Message deleted.
I can't just go on vacation in peace. Instead, my sweet coworkers, my work husbands, mm-hmm. Ian and Mahoney, have to mock me the entire time that I'm gone because I took my shirt off once.
We were honoring you. Yeah. You were out of the studio.
Honoring me.
We empowered you.
And you know I look terrible with my shirt off. Why gotta bring it up?
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Normally, the Redneck Report features a bunch of stories about people doing dumb stuff and then getting their due. In this case, though, not the woman's fault at all. She just happened to be outside while somebody was mowing the lawn and almost got decapitated because of it.
How does that happen?
So a woman living in South Dakota miraculously survived a freak accident that left her neck sliced open from an unknown object that just came rocketing out of a lawnmower and struck her in the neck last week.
I mean, you're
right at like the carotid artery throat level too. Just
Jesus.
It's a fear that you always sort of have in the back of your head, right? Because if you see something come flying out of a lawnmower, it comes rocketing out at 150 miles an hour.
Yeah, but usually out the two sides.
It's out the sides, yeah. And normally the little flap thing will stop it anyhow.
Yeah.
But if it makes it through that, it's still scary.
Yeah.
In this case, though, no, it hit her, 28 years old. She was outside of her home in Bridgewater cleaning up pool toys on July 11th around 6:30 while her husband mowed the lawn. Outside for less than a minute when something hit her in the neck and shoulder, it shot out of the seated lawnmower. By the way, kick-ass house. You got a pool out there?
Seated lawnmower.
And your husband's got a seated lawnmower?
Oh, man. Damn. You're living the American dream. American dream. South Dakota is it's usually considered one of the better places that people are moving to in America.
Well, a lot of money there.
Yeah, a lot of oil money and all that.
Yeah, so yeah. A bunch of people moving there. But Andy Jensen, a 4-year Marine Corps veteran and police officer, jumped into action using training from his combat deployments. He said the family is about 45 minutes away from the closest trauma center, which is awful. She was on the deck at the time and about 30 to 40 feet away from the lawnmower, and whatever it was, thankfully missed her carotid artery, the trachea, and the vocal cords, and everything else that would have potentially been fatal, but by just millimeters. So she's at home recovering and glad that it was not one of her young boys, is what she said.
I mean, that's... Yeah,
if it was one of her young boys,
I'm glad it was me.
No, if it was one of her young boys, they would have gone over their head. It wouldn't have hit them.
Yeah. Oh, you're right.
Short. Would have been way better if it was one of them.
What are you talking about? Completely would have missed him.
Yeah. So a Florida woman is accused of assault over a slice of pizza. Authorities have arrested a woman in Florida. They say tried to attack another woman with a knife when she was denied a slice of pizza. We hear these stories all the time. For whatever reason, they always come out of Florida. There was the one... a couple of weeks ago where the woman burned down her dad's house because he denied her a cigarette?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
In this case, though, it's just a straight-up stabbing, or would-be stabbing, because she wanted a slice of pizza, and she didn't get it. Actually charged with aggravated assault and intent to kill with a deadly weapon.
I don't want to blame the pizza parlor for this, but why do you have knives in your pizza parlor?
Well, I mean, you need something to cut
your... What kind of monster eats a pizza with a fork and a knife? That's on you.
It depends what kind of pizza it is.
In Florida, it's not deep dish. I promise you that.
No, but even like the super thin stuff, like if you go to Grimaldi's, you know what I'm talking about? Like it's too flappy.
It's too flappy.
It's too loose. It's too loose.
Drinking, Dave. It's been drinking.
Have some pizza Viagra. Like, firm it up a little bit, buddy. I want to be able to grab it. Never mind.
Just ask for it well done. Problem solved.
The woman said, quote, "I'm going to cut you." So at least she gave her a heads up.
She's honest.
On the way to jail, she said she didn't remember what happened, so I'm assuming that there was a significant amount of booze involved.
A little bit of booze, a little bit of meth, a little bit of Florida just thrown in just for the nice spike, crazy spice on top.
We're not done with Florida yet. A Florida man was arrested after he attempted to drive away in a vehicle that he just carjacked. Unfortunately for him, old Jalen Alexander, 25, he got busted pretty quickly in an intersection in Orlando when he stalled the car out because he doesn't know how to drive a stick shift.
How do you stall? Like I said, I don't really drive stick. I've never had a stick shift. How do you stall a car out? Like, what do you just like?
If the car's in gear, but you're not giving it gas and it's in gear,
yeah,
and you take your foot off the clutch, it'll just stall it out. The car has to be getting gas.
Okay.
I love that I'm having to explain to a 38-year-old man how to.
You could also tell he's not getting it. It's not getting through to him.
What do you mean? You don't give it gasoline as you push the pedal.
Stall.
There's multiple pedals.
Stall.
This is why I drive electric.
Yeah, but pro tip for you, if you're going to be stealing a car on this Monday morning, make sure you surveil if it's a stick shift or an automatic before you get in.
Also, what are you doing? Like, because it's hard in 2019 to find a car
or even a
truck with a stick. Like, yeah. You have to special, like, my wife's dad has a, not a Tundra, he has the Tacoma.
Yeah.
With a stick shift. But he had to
like a modern one with a stick
shift?
Yeah,
like, really? like a 2016 or something like that. But like a new one, he had to special order.
Yeah.
Like had to order it from the factory to get the stick shift. Because he, you know, loves driving that thing. But like, what kind of crappy car are you stealing in 2019 that has
there's almost no modern cars that you're stealing.
Like the very base, like I don't even think they make the cheapest like Chevy or Kia with a stick anymore.
No. It's probably more expensive because everything's just manual in the United States.
Yeah.
Except for maybe unless it was a sports car. That's the only thing that makes sense because some people would just prefer the sports cars to have the stick shift because you get more performance out of it.
If you're not driving a Mustang, this 5.0 don't have a manual, you're saying I'm not man enough, Dave?
I've actually said those words before, so I can't really double down.
I know you have.
I mean, you can't be rolling around in a 4.6 Mustang that's not automatic.
You know how well modern automatic transmissions work?
Yeah, but I mean, when I was making those claims, it was early 2000s.
Maybe a 5-speed, 6-speed at tops?
6-speed, come on.
Okay.
And finally, a Florida man learned the hard way that a Dollar Tree bathroom is not the best place to get naked and hide out with your drugs.
That's not.
He quotes, "Oh man, I'm going to jail." It's a quote from 30-year-old Casey Allen Dunleavy. That's what he said to cops when they busted into the Dollar Tree bathroom. They found him totally nude with meth and heroin at 10 a.m. on a Sunday morning. Wow. That's a hell of a night.
Right?
Was that meth and heroin hiding somewhere? Or?
No. He had it on him. Excuse me. I had the timeline off. The cops actually got there at 6 p.m., he started hiding out in the bathroom at 10 a.m. So he did a solid 8 hours of Dollar Tree bathroom hiding with his meth and his heroin.
Just what I want. I want to go pick up some toothpaste, some Dollar deodorant, and then, you know, just if I have to relieve myself. Oh, there's a giant meth head in here. Who's naked?
Coffee. House Confessions.
So Ian will go out and hang out at a coffee house, which is right there by the Silverton, right?
Yeah. On
Blue Diamond.
Gorgeous. I love hanging out there, actually.
Very nice.
They have a nice little back patio area, some turf down, wonderful couches. I'm there for like usually 2 hours at a time.
Uh-huh. The idea is just to talk to people and get them to reveal interesting things about their lives. You've been doing this for a long time. Sometimes it's dirty laundry. Sometimes it's coffee house confessions. But who do we have featured today?
Well, today is a gentleman who immediately caught my eye. Now, he's easy to miss, though, because he's 5'2" tall.
Wow.
He's a tiny gentleman. He has flame tattoos all over his arm.
Hell yeah.
And extremely buff. I don't think he's compensating for anything.
What kind of flame tattoos? Are we talking like the 1950s roadster tattoos?
I'm talking like Guy Fieri.
Oh, like if Guy Fieri took off his shirt, you would just see those same tattoos. Uh-huh. Oh,
yes, yeah. Just like his shirt. And
the Bam Bam Bigelow.
Oh, yeah.
So, remember him?
Does anyone get that reference but us? I don't know.
So we've had some short gentlemen in the news recently. I don't know if you guys remember Chris Martin, the bagel guy. No, not the lead singer of Coldplay, but the bagel guy.
Wait, his name is Chris Martin, the guy from the Bagel House?
Yeah.
Shut your mouth. You're not God or my father or my boss.
or my boss.
So
did that make its way over to Greece? That
broke before I left. Oh, thankfully. Okay. So I had something to relive while I was over there.
Good.
Where are you from? I'll just show a video of this.
Shut your mouth. You're not God or my father or my boss.
I can't wait for this guy to get his ass beat.
Oh, I know. It's happening
September. They charged the other guy who attacked him, though, which I think is good, too.
They probably should have.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you can't
just tackle someone.
Yeah. So I talked to this gentleman, and he actually confessed something about being short. But I will tell this. He has actually found success in his height kind of challenge,
okay.
If I may.
Okay.
So this is a positive story about a short gentleman who doesn't get mad like Chris Martin.
A brand new Coffee House Confession.
All right, so I'm here for another edition of Coffee Confessions. I've met a very well-spoken man. How are you, sir?
Fine, thank you.
Immediately, I'll just describe you real quick. How tall are you?
I'm 5'2".
So you're 5'2". Now, have you heard about this whole bagel guy flipping out about how women always want taller guys and stuff like that?
No, I haven't.
No, he's, I guess he's going to be fighting somebody now in a celebrity boxing match, but I think you could take him, man. But your confession had something to do with your height, right?
Yes, it does. I had a girlfriend that was almost 6 foot tall. And I used to have to sit on the counter in the kitchen so we would be face-to-face to kiss each other.
Now, did you have, like, a particular step stool? Or you seem like you got some upper body strength, so you pulled yourself up there, right?
Yeah, I pulled myself up there real quick.
Like, did she have a thing for short guys?
You know, I don't know that. When I had met her, she actually stole me from another woman that was short my height, you know? And it was the only girl that I've ever gone out with that was that tall.
You wanted to climb that tree, right?
I did.
Now, was it difficult in other situations in the house, if you get what I'm saying?
Never. Never difficult.
Well, thank you very much, sir. You got a lady right now?
No, I don't.
So you're single and ready to mingle, man. Well, I think this coffee shop's... I think I saw a chick over there. She's like 6'5", man.
Oh, that's a little bit too tall.
Oh, that's too tall for you.
I'm going to stay with someone closer to my height again.
All right, brother. Well, best of luck to you, and don't hurt yourself getting on any more counters.
All right, thank you very much.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
You think your shoes ever really turn on? She'd just pick them up and set them on the counter real quick. Like, oh, I just can't wait.
I wanted to pick him up so bad.
Did you?
I really did. He was so small.
God, hold you.
Guys suck.
You're the worst.
What? How am I the worst?
Can't pick anyone up.
Yeah, come on, man.
It's Top Stories.
Here's what's making news.
So Manny Pacquiao fought here in Las Vegas on Saturday, took on Keith Thurman, and got himself the victory, split decision victory. Did you watch the fight?
I did watch the fight. Keith Thurman did not deserve any sort of part of that split. Manny worked him. Yep. It was the best Manny's looked in many years. Manny looked like a guy possessed. One of the interesting things that we found out before this fight, though, there was no pre-fight drug testing going on.
Ah, even better.
So,
juiced up Manny Pacquiao. Gets a victory.
But Pacquiao looked great. He whooped Thurman's ass. But, you know, when you think back to Manny's kind of like lesser performances, especially against somebody like Floyd, where Floyd just worked him, I don't think that was because Manny's not good. It's just because Floyd was that much better.
Yeah.
You know, and so Thurman had no shot if ever even taking that Floyd fight down the road. But Pacquiao's back and looking good at 40 years old, the oldest welterweight to ever hold that belt. Not the oldest person to ever hold a boxing championship. That goes to Bernard Hopkins,
mm-hmm.
of course. The alien, which, why we haven't heard from Bernard Hopkins about this Area 51 stuff. If anybody should be there, it should be Bernard Hopkins.
Did you see Bud Light jumped on board with the whole Area 51 thing?
It's dumb.
I don't know. Whatever. Like, good marketing on your part.
Somebody's going to die. That's where, like, I get that we can all joke.
No,
and I know
no one's actually going to storm Area 51.
Yes, they
no,
are.
No, they're not.
Somebody's going to go up there and they are going to get shot.
If you morons actually storm Area 51, you deserve to get shot.
Yes.
You're that
you
dumb.
Do.
Yes.
That is a military facility.
Yeah.
But somebody is going to die.
Well, I mean, you talk about what's going on out there, and it's obviously on the radar of the government.
Yes.
Because they're like, yeah, this. I know that it's like a funny like parody Facebook thing,
mm-hmm.
with Storm Area 51. They can't stop us all. That's actually the name of it. More than 1.2 million people have pledged to see them aliens by storming the facility. And they've given an exact date of when they're going to do it. September 20th. Always a good idea. You probably have been reading The Art of War. Definitely tell your opponents the exact moment you're going to storm the facility.
Dave, it's like when you're playing competitive paper, rock, scissor. You tell your opponent what you're going to throw. I'm throwing scissors right now. I'm throwing scissors. I'm throwing scissors, Dave. I'm throwing scissors. Then I throw a paper.
Oh,
ow.
Damn.
Because you threw rock.
So Connie West is a co-owner of Little Alien, which is a resort out there,
a little motel.
Yeah.
Who's a co-owner? Connie West?
Connie West.
Connie.
It would be so awesome if Kanye West was a co-owner of this place.
That would make more sense.
She said in her 31 years at the small motel bar and restaurant that she runs with her mom, Pat Travis, she's never seen anything like the attention generated by the Storm Area 51 movement. The place is sold out. Yeah. And the phone just won't stop ringing off the hook.
That's crazy.
So good luck with that, everyone that's going to...
Bud
Light has offered free Bud Light to any aliens that safely make it out.
Okay.
That's cool. The beer they'll want.
They finally get out of a facility. They're like, nothing like a cold Bud Light right now.
I flew across the galaxy and really a domestic? Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So an entire nation got hacked. 5 million people in Bulgaria got... their identity stolen by hackers from the country's tax revenue office. IRS in Bulgaria got hacked. In a country of just 7 million people in total, the hack basically means that every single working adult has been affected. More than 5 million people. So of 7 million people total, there's obviously children that don't, you know, have that information
haven't paid taxes yet. But don't worry, kids. Someday, especially after everybody's stuff's been hacked, you're going to have to pay even more now. This would be scary because, you know, like an entire country's tax system getting hacked would, you know, and all your information getting out there. But I don't know if Bulgaria is real.
What do you mean you don't know if it's real?
I just heard about it.
But just because you haven't been there doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
It's like a tree falling in the forest.
No, yeah. Bulgaria is a real place. Yes.
Are you sure?
People say.
Yes.
You've been to Bulgaria?
No, I don't need to actually be to.
Do you know where Bulgaria is?
Yes.
Where?
It's right next to Bulgaria.
Bulgaria.
It's like a little bulge off the side.
Oh, is that what it is?
A little bit farther down.
No, I don't really know where Bulgaria is. Where is it? Somewhere in the Eastern Bloc of Russia?
South of Romania, which I bet you don't know where Romania
is. Yes, I do. Eastern Bloc of Europe. Thank you very much.
There we go.
Easy.
That's an easy one. It's actually Bulgaria is touching Greece.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
It's just there.
Did you see it?
Yeah. Why were you shirtless there?
What, you son of a bitch.
Could have been shirtless in Bulgaria.
I don't have big enough muscles.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Bulgaria?
Or a big enough bulge.
I was going to say Bulgaria.
You're like, yeah, no. Put your shirt back on, buddy.
Yeah.
Tipsy or toddler?
Tara is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. My understanding is that you are a huge 21 Pilots fan. Is that true?
I am.
Excellent. So no pressure at all. But if you blow this game, you don't get any tickets. If you win the game today, you get free tickets to the show over at MGM. No big deal. It's a pretty simple game, in at least in concept. Mm-hmm. In execution, it can be a little tricky. We're just going to read you the things that were said by a person that's either had too much to drink, so a drunk person, or a toddler. Many times the things that are said by either of those two groups, very similar, depending on how much booze was consumed. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that'll affect it depending on how old the toddler is. We'll create a little variance as well. But your job is just to get 3 out of these 5 correct. If you do so, free tickets today. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So before we get going, tell us about your experience. Do you have any kids in your life?
No kids.
Okay. So what about drunks? If most people that don't have kids have a lot of drunks, is that the case for you?
Oh yeah, I run a restaurant, so definitely.
You'll be great at this game. Right. So again, we'll just read you what was said. You can make your guess, and then we'll tell you whether you're right or wrong, and play you back the actual audio.
What kind of restaurant you run?
P.F. Chang's.
Okay.
Are you trying to hustle out of some lettuce wraps? Hell, man. Mahoney's like going to start dropping hints or whatever.
Those banana spring rolls.
Yeah, that's pretty good, man.
Just checking.
All right.
Seeing who's friendly. Who's not, you know? That's all.
All right, Tara. Good luck to you. Mahoney, take it away with number one.
I just wanted to. Come on here. I feel emotional, you know? I had to toilet. Ow! I love you guys so much. I love you. Did I ever tell you that before?
Is that a tipsy person or a toddler?
Tipsy person?
Tipsy person is correct. Yes, on the board of one, just like that. Let's have a listen.
I just wanted to come on air. I feel emotional, you know? I had to tell you, I love you guys so much. I love you. Did I ever tell you that before?
Oh, my God.
Classic drunk line.
Wow. That just yes. the you can't get the words or the throw up out.
All right. Well done, Tara. One on the board. Here we go on to number two. Jason fell in to a river. Then he was headed for a waterfall. Rachel caught Jason, and Ryan just keeps on laughing. Is that a tipsy person or a toddler?
Tipsy person?
Tipsy person is incorrect. I'm sorry. That was a toddler. Let's have a listen.
Jason fell into a river, and then he was heading for a waterfall. Rachel caught Jason, and Ryan just keeps laughing.
Oh, man.
See, this poor toddler has never heard the anthem of a generation. Don't go chasing rivers and waterfalls. Stick to the rivers. Hey, whatever.
Come on, man. Don't go chasing waterfalls. Stick to the rivers.
The rivers and the lakes that you're used to.
It's rivers and streams, I think.
Rivers and the lakes that you're used to, man.
I believe it's streams.
I think what? Streams.
It's not rivers and streams. Tara, help me out here.
It's not lakes.
It's TLC.
It's TLC. No, don't go chasing waterfalls.
Waterfalls.
Stick to the rivers and the lakes. Streams.
It's not lakes.
It's not lakes?
Hold on.
I don't think it's lakes. I don't remember.
Oh, crap. Dave's right.
Oh, come on. In the face.
Lopez over here.
RIP.
I mean, I screwed up the thing at the beginning. Whatever.
That's all right.
All right, Tara. One correct, one incorrect. Mahoney, take it away on number three.
I'm going to cut my feet. So I'm going to cut my feet. So I'm going to cut my feet. Nor didn't cut my feet. I'm going to cut my feet. Don't step here. I think this is the only piece left. That back foot mat.
All right.
Okay.
Is that a tipsy person or a toddler?
That's a tipsy person.
Yeah, that is a tipsy person.
Definitely.
So far, you are very true to getting the drunk ones correct. Yeah. Let's have a listen.
I'm going
to
cut my feet. Sarah, I'm going to cut my feet. Sarah, whether I cut my feet or not, didn't cut my feet. I'm going to cut my feet. Don't step here. I think you're the only piece. Lift that back foot, man.
What is that, Joe Dirt? What is going on there?
That is drunk people walking through glass.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Okay. Two correct, one incorrect. You can get the win with this next one.
You can go see 21 Pilots. You know, that show is going to be one of the biggest shows in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no pressure here whatsoever, Tara.
Okay.
All right.
Number four. At Dorothy's Business Press, she knows something that ran with scissors. You got a glass eye. Keep your scissors in your drawer, little girl.
Is that a tipsy person?
What?
Or is that a toddler?
Or is that Anthony Hopkins? Silence of the Lambs. What? For the win.
Okay, can you say it one more time?
At Dorothy's Business Press. She knows someone that ran with scissors. You got a glass eye. Keep your scissors in your drawer, little girl. For the win.
A tipsy person?
Yes.
Yes.
Well done.
We have to listen to this one, right? Here we go.
Yeah.
At Dorothy's business press, she knows someone that ran with scissors. He got a glass eye. Keep your scissors in your drawer, little girl.
All right, Tara, congratulations to you. You got three out of the four that you got through. So you're going to see 21 Pilots.
I'm so excited. Woo! Thank you.
Congratulations.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
The last one had the words butt chug chalula in it. How did we not get to that?
We got to save that for next week. Butt chug chalula.
That'll never know. Person or
you have to wait a week to find out.
It's Top Stories. Here's what's making news.
What's the man?
So everyone used to meet at work back in the day, right? Like, yep, in our parents' generation, that was the thing. And then our generation comes along and everyone's like, yeah, there's a lot of ups and downs to dating somebody from work. And you don't dip your pen in the company ink and all these other phrases that come along. Well, you did. Mahoney's responsible for about 45 women leaving this radio group in Las Vegas over the years.
A couple men.
A couple guys.
A couple guys, too. Well, I don't discriminate.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of the women that you dated over the years have left.
Yeah.
In fact, none of the women that you dated are still here. Yeah, so no. I guess technically all of them have left.
Yeah.
But it can be complicated, right? It can be a great way to meet somebody because you already have so much in common. There's a lot of time that you spend around each other. There's kind of that flirty office thing early on.
It feels like it's wrong, but it's right.
Yeah, you pass by someone's office. You're like, gosh, man.
Yeah.
It feels fun at the beginning, and then if things go south, it ends up being not so fun.
Like, I've had good and bad experiences with that. Like, one good experience and one bad experience.
Yeah.
You know, and the bad experience makes the good one, you know, you go, I don't know if the good one was worth it because the bad one. Because if you plan on staying in a business, or staying with a company for a long time, or somebody's in that same field as you, then you, like, can never really get away from them.
If it's a big company, like MGM Resorts International, that's, you don't really worry about it, right? Because you're probably working two different properties. Even if you work at the same property, it's so huge. But if it's a small business and you're in the same office and you see each other all the time, that's a lot. 33% of people said that they were open or willing or have met somebody they've dated at work in the past back in 2009. 33%.
Yeah, I thought most relationships were, like one in three relationships were formed at work. So that was 10 years ago. What has it got to now?
20% is what it plummeted down to.
Wow.
And now it's just 1 in 10 couples say that they will meet somebody at work that they're willing to date. So now 1 in 10, whereas back in World War II, basically, almost everyone, outside of meeting somebody through friends, almost everyone met somebody at work, right? Now just 1 in 10 people, because there's so many other ways to meet people now. Everyone's so connected.
Even in 2009, Tinder wasn't a thing. And, you know, I mean, there was online dating like Match.com and Christian Mingle, and Farmers Only still was just a young man's dream somewhere in Iowa. Mm-hmm. So we have all these outlets now. So I'm not surprised. I don't know if it's because people have wised up that it's sometimes a bad idea to date your coworkers.
Why would you now? It's so easy. You just start a Bumble or Tinder profile, and you see endless amounts of people that are out there looking to date.
And honestly, if I think about it, one of the other factors involved in why people are probably less likely to date a coworker, social media. Yeah. I think that, like, that goes on there, and that's, you know, everybody's, you know, keeping track of everybody's social media. Like, it's harder to keep things a secret now.
Yeah.
And, you know, as opposed to whenever, like, several of the people I dated over the years.
Under the cover of night.
Yeah, nobody else really knew in the building. Even years later, they still didn't know.
Yeah.
But,
you know. If I actually just said the hit list right now on air, there would be people that are in the business office at this very moment that would be stunned.
It was Brian Black.
And Lemmy the Gopher.
And Lemmy the Gopher.
He literally screwed them both out of a job.
That's right.
Speaking of dating, this is an unconventional way to go about getting a date with somebody. A Serbian man placed a telephone call that caused a Lufthansa flight, LH-1411, to be evacuated on Thursday before its takeoff from Belgrade to Frankfurt. Now, why on earth did this guy make a phone call that causes an entire plane to be evacuated? Well, it was actually a fake bomb threat. And the reason that he called in this bomb threat is because he wanted a date with the flight attendant.
Did he get a date with the flight attendant?
The man, who has not been named, had met two flight attendants and invited them for dinner, but they refused. He confessed to the hoax in court on Saturday, saying he especially liked one of the women. After he failed to track her down at the hotel, he made a desperate bid to keep her in the country, knowing that she was on this flight going from Belgrade to Frankfurt. Dude. So he wasn't even on the flight.
And they weren't even into him.
They weren't even into him.
I get it.
They shut him down, right?
If she was like, I would love to go get a...
But
get,
just if...
Yeah.
No.
But I have to fly out of the country tomorrow. But you thirsty-ass little bitch.
The passengers had an eight-hour delay to their journey.
Oh, hell no.
With some booking alternative flights rather than waiting for that particular plane to leave. But what a terrible person.
I thought this was going to be like so much, such a better story. Like, it's you know, he did something stupid, but it was for true love. No, it's just dumb.
You thirsty-ass loser.
God. And also, no flight attendant wants to party with you, man. They're just being friendly because that's their job. Same thing with bartenders and anybody else.
Yeah, they're good at interacting with people that they don't find interesting.
Yes.
Just in the moment. So they're sitting there at some bar and you show up and you think that you have a chance and you don't. And then you make people get derailed by 8 hours.
Yeah.
Cool. Pittsburgh has marked its fourth alligator sighting since May.
Well, we just caught Chance the Snapper in Chicago and the waterways there.
By the way, Florida Zoo has made a home for the rogue gator that was in Chicago, Chance the Snapper.
Yeah, yeah. I still like my idea better. Dave missed it.
What?
Boots.
That's terrible, man. That's so bad, Mahoney.
What?
Chance the Snapper is like a Chicago icon at this point.
Hilarious. Boots. Eh.
No, turning him into boots. Yeah,
oh, my God. Jesus.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
I thought naming him boots is bad. Just killing him and making him boots is even worse somehow.
He thought I wanted to name the alligator boots.
Who actually wears crocodile boots?
Badass people, man.
No, they don't.
It's crocodile gator boots.
Gator. Cowboy had a gator belt.
That's right. Where's Lil Nas X when we need him?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I think it should be 100% acceptable for anyone to use a wheelchair whenever they see fit. I mean, obviously, yeah, some people need them and, you know, they're wonderful devices for the handicap, but some people just have days where they just want to roll along, you know what I mean? Just scoot, 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 scoot.
Message deleted.
Yeah, man, that would be literally every day, but it's also totally legal. You actually can use a wheelchair whenever you want.
Just don't be a dick and, you know.
Don't take, like, the handicap parking spot.
Yeah, yes. You can do whatever.
But you can get in a wheelchair whenever you want. They don't. Yeah. There's no checks and balances that goes into this system of getting a rascal when you go to Walmart. You can, man.
Yeah, if you want to drive that cart around, you live your best life shopping for bread.
You also can't do it at Disneyland or Disney World because then you're cutting in lines and you're not waiting your fair share like everyone else.
Yeah, you can't like
if you don't need it, you can't just use
it. You don't get the benefits.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not because you're not. It's not really a benefit. Like you need a wheelchair if you need a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And that stinks most of the time, right? So just be respectful of other people. But yeah, you just scoot, scoot, scoot all you want, my man.
Why don't you just get a Segway, man?
Man, have you guys ever ridden the like the Lime scooters or the Bird scooters?
Oh, I don't mess with those.
They're so fun.
Are they fast, though?
They're pretty fast.
You see, and that's what makes me nervous.
They're not crazy fast. They're a little faster than if you were running at full clip than you could run at. So let's say that you can run at 14, 15 miles an hour if you're really fast. Right? No, if you're really fast, you could run at that.
Okay.
Right? They go like 17, 18 miles an hour.
Whoa. That could do some damage, though. Yeah, a lot of road rash.
There's some like social media person over in the UK who just died on one.
I'm sure that people do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course
they're dangerous as hell.
They're not dangerous as hell. It's just a motorized scooter. I mean, you just can't ride it like a boob. But we rode those when we were in Prague. Whew. They are fun until you hit a cobblestone street. All of a sudden, you don't feel so cool anymore. Jiggling around, you just feel so fat.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, what's going on, guys? You know, the more and more I go through my day each day, I'm starting to think that old people play dumb with us on purpose. They've had 70, 80 years to live and experience every filthy thing that the world has to offer. Like, imagine what it would be like if these people truly had no filter. I think they're just being polite.
Message deleted.
Now, I've found that old people are rude intentionally, and they just get away with it because they're old. Like, they'll just straight up cut a line. And no one says anything because you're like, oh, they're just so old. They don't know any better. Yes, they do.
They totally
do. They know precisely what they're doing.
We were going to the KG Elephant show on Friday. And there was, for whatever reason, there was some dude who was directing traffic but didn't know how to direct traffic. So going into the self-park in the back of the park, casino.
Yeah.
And so the line was going like wrapped around past T-Mobile, like to get in. And there was no event at T-Mobile that day or whatever, you know. And not that like an extra 3,500 people going to the park theater is going to create this massive rush.
Should be able to handle it.
It took probably 35 minutes or so to get in. But as I'm like trying to make my turn, like to get in, some old guy in a minivan, like tried to like straight up flex on me.
Oh, no.
He like sped up his car and then like stopped real close as I was like turning left to try to like prove a point, like even though he had a stop sign. I'm like, I stopped, you stopped, I go.
Yeah, it's harder if you're in a minivan, old dude. If you're in one of those like Range Rover Defenders or something, you know, like a big beefy car that you could just plow me over if you wanted to.
You're in a Dodge Caravan.
You're in a Dodge Caravan.
A white Dodge Caravan. My best part, my favorite part of this whole thing, though, is my dad and I, because he was in the car with us, he came to the show, we both immediately just start like cursing at the guy. like and then my wife and her dad are in the back seat.
Did they start going nuts,
no,
too?
No, they were horrified. No, and what kind of degenerates that we are. But I love that is like, this is our initial reaction, is to just yell at the guy like, well, yo, you want some of this? You want some of this, old guy?
Both of you get out of the car, and both of you have lead pipes that you keep under your seat. She's like, what? Like father, like son.
That's right. Leave a message after the tone.
Hey guys, you're so silly. Bulgaria does exist. I am Bulgarian, and probably somebody hacked the system so I don't have to pay taxes. Love you. Love X1075. Bye.
Message deleted.
I mean, I hope that they don't, like, you know, if they hack the system and, like, you don't have to pay taxes, that would be
awesome. I don't think that's how it's going to work.
Yeah.
You pay double taxes.
But also, prove it.
Yeah.
She just did. She's from Bulgaria.
Prove it.
Listen to this.
Love you. Love X1075. Yeah, bye.
No.
That's a real Bulgarian accent.
I don't think so.
Hey, you guys are such...
Are you saying we're number one in Bulgaria?
That's right. Number one in Bulgaria.
In a made-up land? That's where we're number one.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X1075.
I like that we're international. Yeah, it's nice.
That's right.
Yeah. We're welcoming.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So there is a pogo stick competition and festival that happens in Pittsburgh, and Ian is furious that he missed it because, as it turns out, he used to be, quote, quite good at pogo sticking.
Oh, were you? Yeah.
And then also, I just want an excuse to go to Pittsburgh. Also, I hear it's great this time of year. I'm completely joking. But still, pogo stick, yeah, I used to be really into that stuff. I used to do, like, I was that kid who's so hyperactive, I would, like, do, like, 300 jumps, like, in, like, a session. And, like, I would do half of them with, like, one foot.
I bet you were awesome at hacky sack too, weren't you?
No, I'm terrible at hacky sack.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I feel like I used to be pretty good at hacky sack.
I could get like 3 jumps on a pogo stick and that was it.
I've never even tried to do a pogo stick before. That and a unicycle. Never. Did you ever unicycle?
No, I've never unicycled before. No. It looks easy though.
Sure does.
I'll do that in a minute.
I'm more about the pogo ball. Which was the worst.
Where you hop thing?
Like where you hold, like you grip it with your ankles and it looks like Saturn.
Yeah.
And you roll an ankle every time.
Yeah. Every
you get
single
like
time.
Like 4 bounces and then just boom, boom, boom. Done.
So the FDA has warned that the big junk supplements contain a hidden ingredient and it's shockingly not good for you. Avoid the big penis supplements, says the Food and Drug Administration. They urge consumers this week. The product that promotes sexual enhancements violates their regulations by containing a prescription drug without clearly disclosing that it does. The FDA also identified the supplement while examining international mail shipments of them. The supplement contains sildenafil. I'm good at this. Yes. The active ingredient in Viagra and other ED medications, according to the FDA. The drug can lower blood pressure to dangerous levels when taken with prescription drugs that contain certain nitrates, including nitroglycerin, according to the FDA.
What's the FDA stand for? Is that the Federal Dong Agency?
Yes.
Don't take this. It's a big mistake.
The Federal Dong Agency says you best not, boy. Oh, man. So an airline sends a woman a bill who tried to open the doors mid-flight, a bill for $106,000.
Can they do that?
In a statement posted on its website, Jet2 said the 25-year-old Chloe Haynes tried to open the door on a plane midway between London and Turkey. The alleged incident on June 22nd led passengers and crew to having to restrain her while the pilots rerouted the plane. The airline accuses her of a catalog of aggressive, abusive, and dangerous behavior. Turns out Jet2, which says it has also banned her for life, scrambled the UK Royal Air Force scrambled 2 Typhoon jets to escort the aircraft. Jet2 added the fighter jets caused a sonic boom in their rush to accompany the plane. In the statement, Jet2 added that the airport's police arrested her on suspicion of assault and endangering an aircraft.
Are they playing Street Fighter 2?
It sounds like it, right? Sonic boom!
If a sonic boom actually was that sound effect, I would be 100%. Sonic booms are scary as hell.
Oh,
if you aren't aware like that one's going to happen,
is anyone really aware that other than jet fighter pilots?
No, if you're at a like an air show.
Okay, sure. Yeah. Yeah, but if they're like sonic boom,
yes,
sweet,
and then you got that sweet, the hair just slips back.
Yeah,
and
it's like that flat top haircut. Yeah. What's his name? Guile. Yeah.
I think it was Guile. It might have been pronounced something, but it looked like Guile.
It looked like Guile to us.
Yeah.
Guile.
Always with the wife beater on.
Yeah. Yeah. The cool wife beater. Uh-huh. Yep. Four Loko has teamed up with Fleshlight to bring you Sex in a Can.
Nice.
I think we're done here. Okay. The popular drink has just announced a partnership with the number one sex manufacturer of male pleasure products. They're number one? Is Fleshlight really number one?
Oh, definitely.
Four Loko times Fleshlight, Sex in a Can, made it possible by the minds of a company called Pizza Slime, which specializes in creating products inspired by internet culture. I think we've hit peak internet here.
Yeah.
The result was the orchestration of combining the two legacy brands that are Four Loko and Fleshlight. Like most people, you probably thought to yourself, wouldn't it be cool if you could have relations with a Four Loko can? Well, now you can. Welcome to the world,
Ever thought that once in their life?
Any guesses how much this is going to cost you for the Four Loko Fleshlight Sex in a Can?
How much?
Guess.
$0.69.
$69.
$69. So I have a feeling that there's going to be some mixed messaging going on with this because, you know, Four Loko is an energy drink, and there's another energy drink out there that I think would have been a better pairing than Four Loko. Bang. Have you never seen Bang Energy
Drink? Oh, Bang Energy Drink?
How'd you miss
Way
that?
Way better.
Yes, not yes. Four Loko. That all
actually,
it's not Four Loko. It's just cold.
Bang tried to, but the Federal Dog Agency wouldn't allow it.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So stupid.
Oh, we got dumb stories today.
Really? Way to start the week, huh? It's all downhill from here.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
All right, here's today's question for Know the Show. If you know the answer, 702-791-1075.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
I don't know if is real. I just heard about it. Do you know where is?
Yes. So Mahoney was doubting that an entire country was real.
Can you prove it?
What was that country?
Can you prove it?
Yes.
Can you prove it?
Yes. Really? As much as I can prove that anything else exists that you can't literally see and touch
all
right this moment.
All countries are made up, Dave. One world. Just one world.
First person to get the correct answer.
Borders are man-made, my friend.
Okay. First person to get the correct answer.
Get woke, son!
Jesus. Pair of tickets to see Cake and Ben Folds on Tuesday, September 10th at the Joint Inside the Hard Rock. Tall Heights going to be the sporting act. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Again, Cake and Ben Folds together. I mean, this show would have been all of the hotness back in 1996,
still
right?
It's going to be all the hotness.
It's still going to be a lot of fun.
Every 40-year-old hipster in the world is going to be there.
These bands were hipsters before being a hipster was a thing.
Build bonds, not borders, Dave.
All right. So what country was Mahoney doubting even exists? X107.5, good morning. What's your name?
Jonathan.
Jonathan, correct answer is?
Bulgaria.
There you go. You're the best around. Jonathan, do you believe in Bulgaria?
I think I have to. That lady called in and said she was Bulgarian.
Yeah, she's from Bulgaria, and she loves the
X107.5. Who doesn't?
Yeah.
You guys will buy whatever bull they're selling.
Come on, man. Do you want me to punch out there? Was that the high point?
Thing? All right. You got that locked and loaded, bro.
That was good. God damn it. Sit here.
All right.
Flail around for another 30 seconds before we end this show.
John.
Could have gone out on a high note.
Thank you for listening, man.
Yeah.
Of course.
All right. Have a great day today.
Done with this.
Okay.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best. fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.